High Commissioner Antonio Guterres says deteriorating security is making it very difficult for humanitarian agencies to provide even minimum help to some 2 million people made homeless by the war in Darfur. His spokesman, Ron Redman, says this bad situation is worsening by the day.
Mr. Guterres notes that millions of people are already at grave risk and urgent international attention is needed to put pressure on the parties to the conflict and to convince everyone involved on the ground to let humanitarian agencies safely carry out their work. Lives depend on this, he says, and if things don't improve, we're heading for a major catastrophe.
Sudanese government-backed Arab Janjaweed militia have been fighting with black African rebel groups for the past 3.5 years. Tens of thousands of people have been killed. More than 2 million people have become internally displaced, and at least 200,000 refugees have fled to neighboring Chad. Since May, a dozen aid workers have been killed, and humanitarian convoys are repeatedly attacked and vehicles stolen. The UN Refugee Agency has 6 offices and nearly 100 staff in South and West Darfur to carry out its protection monitoring activities. But Redman says the situation has become so dangerous, monitors have to use helicopters to get around to see what is happening to the internally displaced people.
That is becoming ever more difficult to achieve. There are still disturbing reports of abuses, of rape, sexual and gender-based violence, killing. People are unable to leave IDP camps. So it's a very, very serious situation, and the High Commissioner is extremely concerned about it, particularly from the perspective of how we would deal with another massive displacement were it to occur.
Guterres warns the crisis could increase instability in bordering areas of Chad and the Central African Republic. He notes Chad is hosting more than 200,000 refugees from Darfur and another 46,000 from the Central African Republic. He says the country is close to breaking point. The Khartoum government opposes the deployment of 20,000 UN troops and police to the Darfur region. In addition, thousands of Sudanese troops have been sent to Darfur in recent weeks. The UN Refugee Agency says this is prompting fears of a major military offensive that could lead to more displacement. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.